Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist. I just recently came up with that name and I really like it, so I'm sticking with it for now. I'm here sharing all of the 64 archetypal energies of the Human Design Gates, Gene Keys, and I Ching hexagrams, which all overlap each other, just a different form of viewing them. I also use quantum human design in coming up with the descriptions of these gates and gene keys. I want you guys to know that I did a holistic study on every single archetype from all four aspects, from the original human design information, from the quantum human design perspective, as well as from the gene keys, which shares the gift shadow and the city, which is the highest state of frequency, as well as the Chinese I Ching hexagrams, which is where all of this information originally derived from. The hexagrams are the most ancient of all of the modalities listed. So I studied all of these aspects and I took all of the traits and characteristics from all four of these modalities and combined them into one holistic approach, understanding of each one of these archetypes. So that's where I get my information. I notice a lot of people are like, that gate is this. And I just want you to know that there's more to it. And that's why I, as a 5-1, I have so many line ones in my design that research, it is like literally anything that I want to know, anything that I'm curious about or interested in, I'm going to research it, period. And that's just in my life in general. I've always been this way. And then my line 5 likes to make all of that practical information. I like to make it easy to understand and then share that with those of you who are interested in the same information I am. Now, I do want to make a couple of announcements before we get into today's gate, which is gate 30. I would assume that one of the reasons that you're here is because you're really wanting to understand your human design or your gene keys at a more intricate and intimate level. And if that's the case, if you have not taken my free mini course called Vibes by Design, I am encouraging you to go ahead and click the link in my show notes. Sign up for that. It is a 3-day mini course. Each lesson is about 1 hour long. The first day, I teach you all about the 5 different human design types and strategies and how you can align and raise your frequency through following your strategy. The second day, I talk about all of the inner authorities and the channels and the gates, what all of those centers, the shapes, lines, and numbers mean in your chart. And then on the third day, I go deep into the Gene Keys hologenetic profile and teach you how to read that and how it links to your human design chart. So go ahead and sign up for the Vibes by Design free mini course. Take advantage of that. Learn how to read your own human design chart and your Gene Keys hologenetic profile for free. I also want to let you guys know that I have a membership called the Conscious Code Collective that actually goes hand in hand with this series, the Conscious Code series. I pull the information that I put in these episodes from my Conscious Code Collective membership. Now, I'm only covering the surface of each one of these gates in my podcast episodes. The membership goes even deeper than this. It has several contemplative journal prompts that you can use. It has several tips that you can use to further embody your gifts and embrace your shadows. There are affirmations that you can use to help drill in the archetypal energies that you have within you and to further embody your gifts within each one of these gates that are active in your chart. Now, right now it's only $27 a month, and I would encourage you to lock in at that rate right now while it's still that price, because I'm about to do a major upgrade on that membership. Right now, I only have the 64 human design gates and gene keys in that membership, where I break down the full essence of each human design gate and gene key, similar to what I'm doing in this series, but of course in more depth and more detail. So you can really understand how to utilize the gifts that live within you. But I'm about to add all 32 channels, all 9 centers, all 5 human design types and strategies, all of the inner authorities. I'm doing a major upgrade. So if you want to take advantage of this membership at the low cost of $27 a month, go ahead and lock in now. The link is in the show notes. I didn't even mention the fact that if you're a business owner, I'm adding branding information as well, core values for each gate, the energy that you bring to the table in your business with each gate, each element, each gate channel, center, whatever you have defined in your chart. This information is so robust. This is like a hub of information for you if you're into human design and gene keys, which obviously you are because you're listening to this episode. But if you really want to dive deep, this is the membership that you want to get in. Go ahead and lock in the monthly cost of $27 a month now before I upgrade. You will stay at that rate once I upgrade because I'm changing the price to $47 a month once I add all of that additional information, and that's coming very soon. So go ahead and get yourself grandfathered in at the low cost of $27 a month with the Conscious Code Collective membership. The link is in the bio to sign up for that. Another thing that you can look forward to, I am getting ready to do a free workshop. It's a 5-day workshop in my Human Design and Gene Keys group. And in that workshop, I'm going to teach you how to take the elements of your human design and apply them directly into your business, how to embody more of your gifts and make sure that you're showing up in your full authenticity in your brand. So if you want to know how to apply your human design and gene keys directly into your brand and business, you definitely want to be a part of that. The link to join my group is also in the show notes. So I definitely don't want you guys to miss out on those things. I have to bring them into your awareness. I know a lot of people don't even look at show notes whenever they're watching a podcast. Definitely take advantage of those things. Okay, so today we're talking about gate 30, which I refer to as the passionate feeler. And in human design, this is referred to as the gate of feelings, the gate of the fates, gate of desires, and the gate of passion. This is located in the emotional solar plexus center, go figure, with all of that desire and passion. And it's moving towards the root center, and it's linked to gate 41 through the channel of recognition, which is the design of focused energy. And in the gene keys, it's called celestial fire. In tropical astrology, this is on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces, but in Vedic astrology, it is in Aquarius only. And in the I Ching, this is referred to as the clinging. Ignite the rising fire of longing. Wow. So you can already pick up on the energy, the desire, the passion that this gate holds. So to break down the overall energy of gate 30, it's a very deep and profound engagement with the emotional spectrum of the human experience. So this gate is characterized by an intense desire to immerse oneself in life, experiencing and understanding the full range of emotions, desires, and passions. So people with this gate active in their chart tend to have a very rich emotional life, an insatiable curiosity about the world, and a powerful drive to seek out experiences that life has to offer. They feel deeply, they desire intensely, and they're often motivated by a deep-seated need for emotional exploration and understanding. Let's talk about the shadow of this gate, which is desire. Now, desire, I feel personally that desire can be looked at as a shadow or a gift, depending on the intensity of it. I believe that if we're desiring something from the heart and that motivates us to take inspired action, that's one form of desire. If we're desiring something through desperation, that's where the shadow of this gate comes through. Desire in the shadow is the compelling force that fuels your intense longing to immerse in life's emotional spectrum. Yet when unchecked, this desire can lead to reckless sensation seeking, inflicting self-destruction. So how deep is your desire? What lengths will you go to get what you want? So this can show up in an introverted person or someone with a repressive nature as being over serious, where your life force is suppressed, and this results in a stiffening of your being. So when the desire is not allowed to burn within us, it ends up dying out. And this is caused by the fear of being burned by our feelings. Now, if you're more of a reactive person or have an extroverted nature, you can show up as being flippant. And this is where you indulge in your desires without care. You're ostracized by society and react to society, therefore lashing out and abandoning yourself even further into your desires. And you end up burning yourself out. There's a destructive sensation seeking that happens here in this shadow of desire, where you might constantly crave intense emotional experiences, which can lead to harmful behaviors if it's not managed well. And this could involve risk-taking, indulging in addictive substances, or recklessly pursuing physical pleasures without considering the potential negative consequences. You just dive right in. And this almost reminds me of a line 3 nature, where you just like jump in head first without thinking about what could possibly happen due to your choices. But in the shadow, the intensity of your emotions might lead you to the point of despair, where you question the meaning and purpose of life. And this could happen when your intense desires aren't met or when you're overwhelmed by negative emotions. And you might find yourself fixated or obsessed on these desires that are difficult or almost impossible to fulfill. And this can lead to feelings of dissatisfaction, frustration, disillusionment, and your reality does not align with your expectations. And you're attached to the outcome because you feel so strongly and have such a deep desire. This may lead you to form strong attachments to a specific outcome. And when things don't go as planned, you might experience deep disappointment and sadness. And that can further fuel your feelings of purposelessness. So you have a fear of surrendering to your feelings. You could burn yourself out through the constant pursuit of trying to fulfill whatever desires might come up for you. You avoid suffering because you don't want to feel that deep negative emotion. And what you're passionate about is misdirected towards things that aren't necessarily possible or available to you. Now, I don't want to say that because I do believe that if you truly desire something, it's always possible and available to you. But is it healthy for you? Is it something that you should be pursuing? Is it in alignment with your values? Is it something that is going to benefit you? Or is it just something that you are doing in order to feel something? And that brings us or leads us into the gift of lightness, which signifies the transformation of your intense desires into a newfound levity. This transforms your intense desires into a recognition that the nature of your desires and embracing life's experiences do not need to come with attachment. So you let go of attachment in your lightness, in your gift. And this is all about embracing the full spectrum of emotions that you have. You have the ability to fully experience and process a wide range of emotions. And this emotional depth allows you to engage with life in a profound and meaningful way. And your intense desire to experience life helps you recognize which pursuits are worth your time and energy. And you're able to discern between temporary distractions and genuine passions that align with your true self. And you also possess a deep understanding of your own emotional landscape. And this wisdom allows you to navigate your desires and feelings effectively, avoiding the pitfalls and destructive sensation seeking. And in your gift, you're very patient. And despite your intense emotions, you have the capacity to patiently wait for the right time to act on your desires, because you understand that good things come to those who wait, and you're able to delay gratification in your pursuit of a greater goal. And you also have the ability to sustain a dream or vision through the strength and the and determination to hold on to your dream and your intentions till you bring them into reality. And you have an ability to inspire passion within those around you through this deep emotional lightness that you have within you. And through this lightness, you learn through your experiences, and you value them as opportunities to learn and grow. Both positive and negative encounters serve as teachers, and you're aware of that. And this helps you navigate your future choices and decisions. So you're making more aligned decisions. What passions and desires are actually in balance and in harmony with my true values and who I am, right? And then that brings us to the siddhi of rapture. And this is the state of being when you fully surrender to your emotions and desires, where this bliss emerges, not from chasing after the desires, but rather from fully experiencing and understanding the depths of your emotional nature. So embracing the emotions, the emotional range that lives within you is rapture, where you fully surrender to all of the emotions that come up within you. And you recognize the importance of this surrender to what is, and accepting life's limitations, things that may hold you back from achieving or receiving the desires, you recognizing this is just not aligned for me. And this understanding helps you find peace and balance in the face of life's unpredictable twists and turns. You're no longer going against the flow of nature. And you understand that desire is a natural and important part of being human. And this understanding helps you to engage with your desires in a healthy and balanced way rather than repressing or overindulging in them. So as you can see, this gate is very passionate, which is why I call it the passionate feeler. Because you feel everything, you want to feel everything. And you also know to surrender to a lot of those emotions. As they come up, you're not afraid of the negative emotions. You understand that it's a part of life and you surrender to it. So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active, or of course during the 6 days that the sun is in this transit. What do I need to sustain my vision or dream about what I am inspired to create in my life? How am I allowing my desires to control my decisions and behaviors? And how can I surrender to my feelings and desires without becoming consumed by them? And here are some tips to help you further embrace the shadow of desire and embody your gift of lightness and rapture. Learn to distinguish between healthy desires and those that lead to unhealthy obsessions. This awareness is the first step to mastering your desires. Accept that feelings of desire are a natural part of the human experience. Rather than resisting or being ruled by these feelings, learn to observe and understand them. And embrace your feelings without letting them overwhelm you. Acknowledge them and give them space, but don't let them dictate your actions. Warm and fuzzy, like Valentine's Day, right? Yesterday, the sun went into this gate on the 14th, the day of love, the day of passion and desire. How aligned is that? Anything else that I can think of to say? And I want to leave you with this quote by Richard Rudd about this gene key. He says, "We rise and we fall in life. Sometimes we're flying and sometimes dragging. We have to see that desire is not unholy. There is no holy and unholy. That's what creates heaviness and guilt. Lightness is when we can look at desire with equanimity." What a beautiful quote. And with that, I will see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Mwah.